Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about choosing a direction and goals in life. We'll try to be very practical about it. Be with us, Nitza, please. So, this is our story. We have gathered several young people of 21 to 27, more or less. They want to do something with their life. They want to succeed. They want to achieve something. And they came to this course that we're giving about how to make it in the new world. And they're filled with motivation and desire. It's important to mention. But what they lack is the direction, the guidance, and how to correctly set their goals in life. And I'd like to tell a bit about the participants themselves. Each of them, of course, has his own personal story. One of them, for example, already finished his BA, but he's not necessarily going to work in the realm that he studied. You know, he did it because everyone does it. And also what's special about these times is that we're in an era where everything changes very quickly, uncertainty, instability, and this also makes it harder to choose goals and direction in life. Now, there are those that are working temporary jobs. Suppose they're messengers or something. There were those that already rented an apartment, but came the corona and sent them back to their parents' home. So there is a kind of reality here where, you know, it was always very hard to find the right direction and goals in life, but now it's even harder. And so the guys are very excited, and they'd really like to get from you the correct guidance and to find out what can they do in order to succeed in life. So maybe our first question would be, this era, this period in time, is challenging. So, what are these young people going through? You know, they want to spread their wings. Up until now, they move from framework to framework. It's the beginning of their life. What are they actually going through? Dr. Lightman. Yeah, their situation is unpleasant, worrying, and uncertainty is the first question here. What's going to happen? And it's not that it's personally about me or something, but it's about everyone. The entire world has this big question mark hovering over them. What's going to happen? We don't know. Maybe once again, some other virus will fall upon us, and we'll have to be locked at home for another 6 months or a year, and I can't go and study now because, you know, it's all kind of lame. Certainly, I can't rent an apartment, can't get married, can't have kids, have no idea when is that going to be possible. That goes both for boys and girls. Meaning, I'm already in a state where I want to start my life. Seriously. And I can't. I can't. And really, according to all the options set before me, I don't know how to begin. They're right. What can I tell them? I don't know. In their place, certainly, in the meantime, I wouldn't get married. That can wait. I would try to find some kind of profession, along with which I can also somehow make a living. Making a living is also a kind of problem, because if people used to, you know, serve other people, yeah, like waiters and so on, Right. That too is very limited nowadays. And that's simply a problem. What I do offer is to take up the profession of the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. They're already in our framework, right? No. They didn't come to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. They came, they took a course, an integral course, the direction of which is setting aspirations and goals or a direction in life. They're not interested in the wisdom of Kabbalah. They simply appreciate the integral method because they heard from their friends that took this course already that this perspective, integral perspective that knows how to look at everything, the world and society and nature and everything, that it's like one going in the same direction, that it can really help you in life. Nonetheless, as a part of this framework, I would publicize this method too. Okay, before that, they have to understand this method themselves. So maybe we can go back to the situation. Suppose I'll represent one of these students taking this course. We have about 15 or 20 students in the class. You are a teacher. And let's start saying, what problems are we facing? If we're talking about setting goals, that's the second next step. Why? Because if I set a goal, I want to be in 2 years in such a position. So first of all, I have to choose the direction before I start taking the necessary steps. Will we go in this direction, that direction? Because everything's changing all the time. How, in such a changing reality, do I first of all choose the right direction? A direction. What you said is very true. We're all the time in a changing world. But there's a direction of what this world, or the direction in which this world is changing in, and this is fixed, steady. It is changing toward the goal of the development of nature. Nature is drawn to and pushing us toward our connection. Toward our connection. Like the entire system of nature is an integral system. And so it pushes humanity gradually to enter this integral system and become more or less parts of the system that perform integral, that work integrally. So it's both integral and particular. Owen. So if everything is headed toward an ever-growing connection between everyone, and that's also on the particular level and on the global level and general level, and I say that you're wise and you're right and everything, what does that say about my personal life? Dr. Leitman, that I should get this profession. Owen, what profession? Dr. Leitman, this profession is called, well, there isn't such a profession, but suppose, let's call it
Sidur Aulama Integrale.
Arranging, organizing the integral world. So this will be our general direction? Yes. That I have to choose a profession that has to do with arranging the integral world. What is that exactly? Nature is an integral system. And only human beings that are not on the still vegetative and animate levels, they're not a part of this. They have free choice, and man can do and choose to do whatever. By doing so, ruining nature and so on in the world, man is opposed to nature. And also we see this lately. We can start understanding that we're hostile to nature as a whole. And nature, because it is one global integral system, it resists this kind of attitude on part of humanity toward it. And therefore, we have to learn how to correctly relate to nature in order to be in harmony with it. And to continue with life safely. That's only you don't have volcanoes erupting and tsunamis and hurricanes and different other natural disasters, or even worse than in human society. We have to keep and preserve the integral law of connection between us, between people. And then we have to keep ourselves in order to keep developing in a good, correct, and nice way in terms of our countries and families and everything, so that the entire system of nature, still vegetative, animate, and also human beings, where they're all in a good interconnection between them, all advancing only toward completion. Okay, so I'll summarize. Our world's changing very quickly, but it's changing in a constant direction. Understand this direction, and if you'll choose a direction that is in correspondence to this general direction, you'll be in the right direction. True. Another thing is the world is developing in the direction of putting everything into place, putting everything in order, still vegetative, animate, human society, and the role or the goal of all of this is to prevent explosions. So, to make order, and if we do that, for sure we'll be in the right direction. True. Okay, so this direction, is it relevant to any person regardless of his character, suppose? Because Nitsa and I, we're very different. Can this direction serve us both? Everyone. Okay, if it's for everyone, let's advance, let's set goals. So we have a direction, anything that has to do with organizing or setting order among people will be in the right direction. Now, setting goals should be something very concrete. Where do I want to be in a year? What do I have to do now in order to come to that in a year? And how can I measure it? So think that I'm your child or your grandchild. I'm asking you on the most practical level. Suppose I'm your grandchild. I just turned 21. And I know everything's going to be fine. Why? Because my grandpa is really wise. He sees everything, the development of things. And now I want you to help me guide myself. How do I choose, set a goal for another year, another 2 years? How to correctly do make this process of choosing a goal? In order for you to find, to be able to work in this profession in a year or two, I can't promise you because it's a new profession. But it is a profession that will be very relevant in demand in a couple of years. What I can say is that anyone, wherever you are, it could be an actor, it could be a writer, it could be a teacher, it could be whoever and whatever. This profession is a basic, fundamental profession. It's like learning reading and writing. It's a profession by which you have to understand the basis, the essence of nature. If you understand that, you understand how nature is behaving toward us. What do people really need? What should we tell them first and foremost? Fundamental basic things like you teach a child. How to walk, how to do, how to this, how to eat, how to that, how to relate to this or that. The very same way we have to teach grown-ups nowadays. Or adolescents or young adults, doesn't matter. How to correctly relate themselves to how should they correctly relate to themselves, to nature, to society, to the entire universe? We have to know that here we are in an integral system where all of its parts are interconnected, interdependent, and to the measure to which we take this into account, we will only gain and not lose. So you're offering a kind of basic like management course, like the past, regardless of what you're going to manage, you have to take basic management in order to know how to manage, and then you can fit in anywhere. True. I suppose that he's a writer, and he's a musician, and he's something, but he has that background in life. Meaning, he will always know how to correctly relate to society, to his profession, to himself, to his family, to everything. That if he will follow this integral system that we exist in some way, then from that for sure he does not lose and can only gain. What relative advantage will that give a person compared to people that didn't take this course? The way he looks at life, he won't get himself into unnecessary things. He won't go to workplaces that for sure in a short period of time will stop working and developing. How can he know? We see it now too. From year to year, you know how many businesses are closing and what's going on? Right, but how do I know how to choose a realm that will not collapse tomorrow? What standard can I take, yardstick that I can measure against? You said, whatever you do, whether you're an actor, writer, teacher, doesn't matter, the integral approach will help you in life. Okay, but how do I know? Should I become an actor, or should I become a writer, or should I become a teacher, or should I be an engineer, or should I be an I don't know what? How do I know that this field will not collapse? If it acts in order to connect humanity into an integral system, if it acts or if that person acts in order to unite humanity into good connections and interactions, he won't lose. You mean me as an individual or the entire? Both I as an individual that goes into that field and also the field itself. Okay, so if I look at a certain field and I can't even say what it is exactly, but it does not bring people to the right connections between them, but to the contrary, bad connections between them, that will collapse for sure. If not today, then tomorrow or the day after. So, it's better not to choose to go in that direction. That's a good advice. That's good advice. Now, also, if you specifically are going to have some kind of profession or role or job that will not promote people toward better connection between them, you should know that for sure, on the long run, in the long run, this will not, it'll fail, it'll collapse. So you just explained what shouldn't I do, what roles and what positions. Now, what needs some? So it's not the business or engagement and the field itself that will collapse, but the way that it's managed. That's the problem, if I understand correctly. Suppose a certain realm. I don't know. Suppose the restaurant industry, which is something really sensitive now. Many people invested themselves in that, and we see that it's all in decline. Of course, right now, restaurants are closed due to the situation, but suppose they reopen. What would you advise that restaurant owner or young person? What kind of new spirit so that their business could develop? Maybe he can somehow arrange his business so that it will be arranged correctly in a good, nice way. That the business, on the one hand, will meet the requirements of the Ministry of Health. On the other hand, that it will be really friendly to people, his business. And depends on what level. There are those that feel good and convenient connecting with others. So wherever they are, and their restaurant, they feel that there's room for them. And to the contrary, there's something that's open and everyone is in a kind of connection and singing along together, connected in some way. I don't know, it's all relative, but I don't see that businesses of this kind, like restaurants, little small businesses. I don't see them ceasing to exist, meaning they will exist, but they will have to go through change. Okay, so just to understand, it's not the realm or the field that's problematic, but the way that we handle or manage it. If we don't do it integrally, then the place has no future. But to the contrary, if we teach them and qualify them, then that place can develop. We'll see in all businesses, from small to big, that if these businesses are aimed toward connecting people, they will be able to exist. And if they're only engaged in their own deal, that doesn't involve connection, they won't be able to exist. We see also that business owners are starting to understand this and they're making changes. And so first of all, people in general are different. We're all different. To what measure, when I want to choose a direction and set concrete goals for my development about where do I want to be in a year or two, to what measure do I have to pay attention to my personal inclinations, traits, or, you know, I should see what's going on in the job market, that if I go in this direction, I'll have no livelihood. So the question is, to what extent to follow my heart, and to what measure do I have to examine with a cold mind, you know, critically, will I be able to make a living doing this or not? How do you balance the two? I think that after this course, people that finish this course, they will understand that the main thing is not a person's character or his individual inclinations or traits, but the spirit that dwells at the place of work that has to be organized correctly in a good and nice way, such that everyone, all those in a place of work, enter this special trajectory direction, that in their connection they enter an atmosphere that this is what protects you and keeps you and ties all the workers in this one trajectory, and this is how they succeed in their work. It all depends on the relationships between people, their attitude toward one another. Okay, to summarize, we understand that in a changing reality, one thing does not change. It's like an anchor. In stormy times, there's an anchor, and you said that it's a very clear direction that's not going to change. That is in the direction of the ability to correctly connect, and this is actually the thing. Now, there are different methods that talk about defining goals that are further away or closer, or setting goals that are targeted only in times of crisis or not. Would it be true to specifically define goals that will help us to properly advance right now? We simply have to learn to study integral psychology, the integral system, people, envy, lust, honor, integration between people. How can we feel that we're not alone on our own, that I'm in a group of workers, but that all of us are together, that we all have one goal, to help each other, different such things. Until we feel that we're in a place of work, that's one body, where all of us want to help each other. Because by that, we pin our well-being on that and our livelihood. Can this help us as students on this course already now, meaning we as a class, as a classroom, that's learning about how to set our goals in life? Can I help another student, like Nitsa, for example, and can she help me in that? And how exactly? We that study on this course, that are taking this course, we have to go through practical exercises and, you know, do our work, do different kinds of things, and to see how can we connect, how can we have to explain all these, how to rise above our egos, how to connect with one another, how to feel the benefit of our connection, so much so that we'll even be able to count how much we gain from being in mutual help or not. So what I want to get out of this is for the group that I'm studying with, for them to help me, for us to help each other achieve our correct goals. How do we do it? Can you give us an exercise? How can the group help me set precise goals for my personal life? In my personal life. I don't exactly understand your question. You said that it's good for us to help each other in the group, in our group of students. We all came here in order to learn how to set goals in life. How will this group, after we've learned that the general direction is toward better and better connections between people? And he said that it's not only the general direction, but it's also good for my personal life, that this is what we should choose, whether it's a direction or a role or whatever. We're now 15 people here, suppose, and there's me who wants to know how to choose my goals. What exercise can you give us that will help us focus on the right goal, set the right goal? Please, do the math. How much can you succeed in the work that you want to do, in the occupation that you want to acquire when you work on your own, or where you work among people that are also working in this direction, helping each other, treating each other nicely, favorably, maybe to set your attitude this way toward the profession, toward whatever job or work or whatever you have to do or implement, the measure to which 10 heads are better than one, and this way you can help each other, and that way, sure, you do far better, that you don't have to go over all those things that you think that you have to understand and achieve in order to succeed at this goal, but you can consult them who've already tried it and did it for sure. The thought of the group will surely be so truer than my own. Of course. We also see it from life. We see it from life. The measure to which our life is arranged in this way, that we want to solve everything in a group, in mutual consent, agreement, certain form. Practically wise, the people on this course, will they be able to come out with an understanding of what is my goal in life and how do I define it correctly, and that this is my direction precisely? Meaning their direction in life as individuals, is it if we want to succeed in whatever task it is, it's preferable to publicize it among all the workers in that group, that all of them are certainly willing to cooperate in a good and nice way, work with each other, and then we'll find a good solution. There are many more ways of how can we adjust ourselves to the integral nature, and then we'll get answers and responses where we will not go wrong. Dr. Layton, thank you very much. Good luck. Thank you for being with us. Nitsa, till next time, all the best.